As a presidential candidate, Donald Trump described himself as the candidate of peace. As president, he branded himself the president of peace. Now, President Trump is rebranding the Department of Defense, changing its name to Department of War. The Department of War was the original name from 1789 until it was changed in 1947, 2 years after World War II ended. Trump has expressed a preference for the original name, saying it just sounded better.
So we won the First World War, we won the Second World War, we won everything before that and in between, and then we decided to go woke and we changed the name to Department of Defense. So we're going Department of War.
Trump signed an executive order for the name change at the White House, where he was joined by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Hegseth, who presumably now will become Secretary of War, says the name change will restore a warrior ethos.
Maximum lethality, not tepid legality. Violent effect, not politically correct. We're going to raise up warriors, not just defenders. So this War Department, Mr. President, just like America, is back. Thank you for your leadership.
Some observers think the name change could come with a price tag of as much as $1 billion for things like uniforms, email addresses, and emblems at hundreds of agencies. But Trump does not sound concerned about how much it will cost.
Not a lot. You know, we know how to rebrand without having to go crazy. We don't have to recarve a mountain or anything. We're going to be doing it not in the most expensive. We're going to start changing the stationery as it comes due and lots of things like that.
This is not the first time Trump has changed military names. He changed back the names of military bases that had been named after Civil War Confederate leaders.
Those names of the fort should not have been changed, at least for the most part. And as you know, many of them have been changed back already. At the request of the communities, every one of those communities said, we want our name back, like Fort Bragg as an example.
Trump touted the message his action sends.
I think it sends a message of victory. I think it sends a message of strength.
The chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dan Kane, agrees.
The mission you and the Secretary have given us is clear and unambiguous: to deliver peace through overwhelming strength. And I remind everyone that the U.S. military can reach any adversary at the time and place of our choosing.
But not everyone is on board with the name change. NBC 10 in Boston spoke to military veterans, and some sounded less than impressed.
Department of War sounds a bit too belligerent.
You're sending a very bad message around the world. After all of this time as being the Department of Defense, you're suggesting that we are going to become the aggressor.
The name Department of Defense is a matter of law, so formally changing it will take an act of Congress. But Trump is not concerned about needing congressional action.
I don't know, but we're going to find out, but I'm not sure they have to. We're signing an executive order today, but we're going to find out. I'm going to see. If they do, we're going with it, and we're going with it very strongly. There's a question as to whether or not they have to, but we'll put it before Congress.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.